From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today are making their very first visit to JPR. They have been heard on many musical projects that you have heard on our airwaves. It's the Portland Cello Project. Douglas Jenkins and company are all here. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and playing for us. I'm looking forward to an eclectic few selections here in our studio. I know you guys are typically pulling from all different corners of the musical world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to start by asking about your configuration, your current members, the members that are here in the studio. Why don't you introduce all, there are five of you, introduce your partners.
All right. So sitting far across from me there is Diane Chaplin.
Welcome.
Next to her, Skip Von Kusky. And next to him, Kevin Jackson. And next to him, Lulu McShane.
Gotcha. And if I understand correctly, and we were chatting a little bit before we went on the air, this is the configuration of the moment, literally of this particular experience, but it could change from day to day and show to show.
Yeah, and it does even throughout the time that we'll be on tour, we'll have a different group on stage a little bit. It'll adjust, it'll get bigger, it'll get smaller. We won't get much smaller than this, but every night, so.
Do you have some sort of master spreadsheet that provides some traffic direction in terms of what the arrangements become or what songs you're able to do?
No, but that's a great idea.
It just seems like it would be so difficult to keep track of all of that.
We have about 1,000 pieces of music in the repertoire. So actually, I mean, depending on who's on stage and what the show is supposed to be, all that kind of thing, we can kind of pick and choose and make sure we've got the right people up there to do it right. Wow. And everything. So.
You guys are the better part of, what, 12, 13 years now as an ensemble?
Yes, this is the 12th year, yep.
Do you have any idea how many people have passed through Portland Cello Project since its inception?
There were years where I'd be writing 150 to 200 1099s just at tax time. So,
wow.
I mean, it's a really, but that's production staff and it's collaborators. I mean, we've had so many collaborators over the years as well and all of that. So it's, it's been a wonderful, huge family.
Yeah. I found a couple of interesting things in researching this project and your past that I found interesting, one of which was the statement of one day you guys who all play cello decided, hey, let's play bars.
Yes.
That seems an unlikely thing to land on as a place to want to go play your cello.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, it happened over a few drinks.
And so you're not really able to electrify to get over the din of a bar. Mm-hmm. So you add members and you get louder, is my guess.
Yeah, we partnered up with a microphone company in Scandinavia who made us custom microphones that actually work really well in bars and everything too. So we still sound very much like cellos when we have them on. So it's not like we're, becoming electronic cellos or something. And that's, which has always been a goal of the group, is to really always sound like cellos.
Yeah. So. Well, I can't wait to hear something. What do you guys want to play first for us?
Why don't we play a piece of music by one of our members? His name is Gideon Freudman, and he wrote this next piece of music. It's called Denmark.
This is the Portland Cello Project, playing live here at JPR.
Thank you.
That is a piece called Denmark. Really cool. Portland Cello Project are playing live in our studios today. If I'm correct, the most recent recording available is the homage to Radiohead. Is that right? That's the newest?
Yep, that's right.
Information is online at portlandcelloproject.com. Diane Chaplin, Skip Von Kusky, Kevin Jackson, Lulu McShane, Douglas Jenkins are all in the studio today. You guys have covered, I mentioned this record, the homage to Radiohead. You guys have covered songs from everything from Bach to Beck. You've covered Kanye. Is there repertoire that is off limits? Is everything on the potential table for you guys?
Well, Radiohead was off limits for years and years.
Why?
I think that the soundscapes of Radiohead are, you know, I mean, this thing, like when we bring cellos to more homogenous pop music, it's like we're bringing a bigger soundscape to the table. But with Radiohead, we're actually bringing a smaller soundscape because they were so careful about how they, you know, composed each piece of music to really have the right sounds in all the right places. And so, I mean, that was a huge challenge, and it was over many years that of us, you know, trying some arrangements and dropping them because they didn't work and starting again and everything, that we kind of ended up where we are and you know, proud of what we've got when we do that music. So.
Is it difficult to make pop songs into something bigger, more expansive?
I mean, depends on the pop song. In general, it's not. I mean, in general, they're, you know, pop songs are written by wonderful, wonderful musicians who have beautiful inspiration. And so we reach in and we find where we can enhance that and play with it and mess around with it, and we bring it out. And that's always been kind of the fun of the group, is what can we do as classical musicians to play with what's going on and, you know, make it our own and have some fun with it.
So. Yeah. I mean, the piece you just played, Denmark, is musically probably a really good answer to the question I'm about to ask, which is that you guys are not a string quintet per se. You are all playing cellos. You are all in the same register. You all have the same timbre. How do you stay out of each other's way?
Yeah, well, I mean, with a cello, though, I mean, that register is huge. So, I mean, we can play, you know, down to the lowest notes that a human can sing up to above the highest. And so we can play violin parts even though we're on a cello. So, I mean, I think that's kind of one of the ways that we can make it work. It's just our range is really quite large. So.
Mm. Will you play us something else?
Sure.
What's next?
Let's switch gears a little bit. We're going to have Skip Von Kusky lead this one. This is, it's called Caravan. Thank you.
That is Caravan. Skip Von Kusky making a solo in the middle there. A little bit of Sweet Georgia Brown quoted near toward the end of that one as well. Portland Cello Project are playing live in the studio today. Their latest release is called Homage to Radiohead. Information can be found at portlandcelloproject.com. Once, in an interview, you guys talked about bluegrass still kind of being off limits. And at the time, I bring this up now because at the time, one of the reasons was the general lack among the members who were maybe involved in the group at the time of a lot of improv skills. Well, obviously Skip's got them.
Skip's
right. He
Skip's
just showed them off.
That's right.
Skip keeps it fun. Is bluegrass still out there beyond?
What's the most we've done with bluegrass? We played with Ben Solee out in Kentucky. He's a cellist out there, and it's probably the closest we've come. And it was in Kentucky, so it fit. and he's amazing. He's an amazing improvisational cellist. But I think that's the thing. Like, we've been kind of, all of us have been pushing ourselves a little bit more outside our boundaries a little bit. The last tour that we did before this one, we did everything memorized, which for, you know, classical musicians, it's, you know, we don't do that very often. So that was really, really an interesting experience for us. We could all kind of go outside the box a little bit. And, you know, we all been pushing ourselves to just try to do some new stuff like improvisation, which really isn't in a lot of our wheelhouses, though it clearly is in Skip's.
Yeah. Where do you find each other?
Where do we find each other?
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Is it like a Facebook group that you've created now of like,
what's Facebook?
Cellists looking for cellists.
No, I mean, it's word of mouth. You know, people reach out and, you know, and really everyone's welcome. If you can read music and, you know, play, then you're welcome. But at this point, there's just so many people on the list too. It's also more like it's, you know, it's who's available, who's been here and who's been playing with us for a while, who knows the songs and stuff.
Yeah. So. I mean, with a repertoire that is as varied as yours is, when new people arrive and start collaborating, do they bring with them a new bag of tricks, like a new style of music that maybe they're good at that the group hasn't tackled before? Or does it move you in new directions based on who's participating at a given time?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely how the group works, is we try to play to everybody's strengths who's here. So, I mean, Diane is obviously a strong, strong classical player. She can play things that are harder than the hardest concertos, better than any of us. And I don't really quite know why she still plays with us, but we're lucky to have her.
I think she just shook her head.
She's like, this is the last tour. No, I mean, she's played with us for many years, and it's an honor to have her on stage with us. And same Skip, like, to have him, he's been there since the beginning. And, you know, he brings us that improvisational mindset to things. And Kevin has a really strong passion for movie music, video game themes, anime, stuff like that. So, and he does a lot of arrangements of those pieces that are just quite gorgeous and incredibly difficult. And we got Lauren, she actually lives up in Seattle and has played with all kind of wonderful people like Macklemore and Father John Misty. And so, you know, we kind of just try to play to everybody's strengths, what they bring to the table, whoever's here with us. Gideon, obvious, who's going to be with us in Sacramento. He's a composer and he wrote that piece of music we just played earlier. So,
for quite a while, you never repeated pieces in concert.
Yes, right.
And even still, is this still true that you don't repeat programs? Like, there is no set list that shows itself a second time?
I think once we started doing the Radiohead program, because that's like, we'll do OK Computer all in order as the second set. And the first set, I think there's we just found something that really gelled for that. But yeah, no, for a while it would be entirely new arrangements for every show. That's too much.
Yeah. I mean, you're largely in different communities each night. So why not repeat? You've got a different audience.
Well, I mean, we'll get on stage with a set list and then change it too, just depending on the feel of the crowd. I mean, you got to keep in mind, we might be in a symphony hall one night and a bar the next, and, you know, a nice theater the next, and you never quite know what the crowd's going to be like. It could be a completely wide mix of backgrounds and ages, or it could be a little older, or it could be only younger, and like, you kind of got to feel what the feedback is coming back. I was thinking about when we were doing that OK Computer tour last year. We played a night where I walked into the room and I was like, this is definitely one where the people are going to be coming here not so much to hear Radiohead, but hear the cellos. I mean, played a couple songs, feeling it out, and people were kind of lukewarm in response. Then I realized everybody was there for Radiohead, and so we just switched gears and we played Radiohead for the whole first set and the whole second set, and that was what they wanted. But you know, sometimes you just gotta be willing to switch it up. So
this might be different for each member of the group, but where is the best place for you to play?
The best type of venue?
Yeah. Oh, what feels best?
I guess I'm not sure. What do you guys think? What's the best type of venue that we play in? Diane says all venues are wonderful. And Lou's nodding. Kevin's smiling. There's pros and cons to all. And I think I think like what Diane's saying resonates with me, because I like, if I'm in a symphony hall, you know, six nights, I'm really looking forward to the bar show the seventh night. And then if I'm in a bar show six nights, I'm pretty much looking forward to that symphony hall and the comfort there. So,
well, I have to say I'm a little partial to the 25-foot performance studio here at JPR.
This is perfect.
Thank you for coming and playing for us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Portland Cello Project are live in the studio today. Their latest release is homage to Radiohead. Information is online at portlandcelloproject.com. Will you play us one more?
Yeah, definitely. Let's end with some Bach. Diane's going to lead this one. This is the Sarabon from the D major suite.
Music from Johann Sebastian Bach to wrap up our live set today from Portland Cello Project. Their latest project is called Homage to Radiohead. Information can be found online, portlandcelloproject.com. In the studio today, Diane Chaplin, Skip Von Kusky, Kevin Jackson, Lulu McShane, and Douglas Jenkins, who's on mic for me today. Thanks again for coming by, Douglas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.